Well, hello there, honey. May I be the first to welcome you to the Milk Exchange, the best cowgirl brothel this side of the region. How may I help you today? Oh, my. Your face is all red. Did you happen to walk into the wrong store? The city does get kind of complicated. I know this place pretty well, so I could point you to the right direction if you... Wait, this is the right place? Then why do you... Oh, I get it. You're one of them shy boys, aren't you? Cutie. I really should have noticed with your face at a constant red, and how you're stuttering at every word. No, don't worry. I find it incredibly cute. In fact, to be brutally honest with you, I love shy guys. The way they stutter and stammer over every little thing they say. The way their faces go ablaze when you flirt with them. And how they'll just melt if you touch them softly. Everything about them is just so cute. I can barely control myself. Sorry, I was rambling there a little, wasn't I? Now, before we get too off topic, I'm assuming you know how a monster girl brothel works, right? No? Well, simply put, I'll hand you a list and you'll pick one of the girls we have here. Which are all cowgirls, of course. And then, well... I think you know what happens next. Here's a list. Mm-hmm. And take as long as you need to, all right? No one here is in any rush, so you shouldn't be either. Pick me, pick me, pick me. Please pick me. Hmm? You picked already. That was quite fast. So, what lovely lady will take care of you this evening? Me? Are you sure? Thank you. You don't know how much I wanted to spoil and pamper you. It should be illegal for someone to look and act as cute as you. Oh, sorry. I was kind of suffocating you there, in between my... Let's just call it a taste of what's to come, shall we? Now, our room is at the end of the hallway. You go right there, and I'll be with you soon, cutie. Sorry I took so long. I had to... Huh? You look really tense. Are you okay? Nervous? Yeah, I expected you to be. But if it makes you feel any better, I promise to be slow and gentle and only do things if you want me to do them. And I'm sure you know, but cowgirls are naturally caring and motherly. And I'm no different, so please try and feel relaxed near me, you hear? Do you feel a little better? Good. So, what do you want to start with? Well, shucks. Yeah, I want you to pick. Not only does it tell me what you're into, but it also allows me to look at that adorable little face you're making even longer. Oh, so you want me to breastfeed you, huh? No, I'm not laughing. It's just a really cute request. Especially coming from you. But before I do that, I do have one question. You didn't even look through the list. Why was that? You had a crush on me? You sound just like a nervous high school boy, which is not at all a bad thing. I just think you deserve a reward for admitting it. So, bring me that mouth, cutie. There we go. Just sit back and relax. Good boy. That's a good boy. Just let me take care of you. Pat your hair. That's a good boy, using your tongue. Drink all the milk you'd like. Fresh cowgirl milk is said to be quite the rare item. And I'm told mine is some of the best quality around. And it's all for you. Aren't you lucky? But I don't want to be the only one feeling pleasure, so let me just put my hand down that robe of yours. Don't worry, sweetheart. I'll be nice and gentle. Just let my hand take care of you. You must have been so frustrated, right? From the moment you walked in the door, you've had a little bulge in your pants. I must really excite you, huh? God, even your moans are adorable. From the way you stutter to the way your face heats up, even to those little jumps you do when I rub my thumb over the tip. Kinda like this. Sorry, you're just too fun to tease and play with. But I can feel you getting close by how hard you're sucking on my breast. So let me just... Don't worry, I'm gonna let you come. But it just feels like doing it in my hand would be so wrong. So how about I use these huge tits of mine that you've been staring at since you walked in? Oh no, don't try and hide it now. Every time I looked away, I saw you taking a quick peek at my tits. I guess I can add that to the adorable things that you do that make me want to keep you list. But to be fair, this bra can barely be called that in the first place. It's more just thin strips of fabric, huh? Come on. Don't you want to know what it feels like? Having two of my soft and squishy tits smother your dick as I move up and down. Up and down until you explode all over me. You might even reach my face if it's strong enough. Want to try it? See, that wasn't so hard now, was it? So just lean back on the bed. Good boy. And I'll lean between your legs. And... Look. Your dick completely vanished between my tits. And you're already moving when I haven't even done anything yet. Do my tits feel that good? I wonder what would happen if I moved them. Let's find out. Shall we? Oh, your pre-cum's making me all nice and slippery. Must feel like heaven, right? Well, if your moans are anything to go by. They sound even better when they're not muffled under my breasts. This must feel better than my hand, right? All of these warm, soft sensations attacking you all at once. Must be quite intense. So if you ever want to stop and take a break, just tell me, all right, honey? You want me to go faster? Well, if you insist. It's seems I broke that shass out of you, if even just for a second. Do I make you that crazy? As a little bonus, I'll do this. Squeezing. Oh, the way you thrashed around on the bed, tell me you must have really enjoyed that. Would you like another? I won't know unless you tell me. Good boy. Here's your reward. I can feel you thrusting up into me now. You must be really close. So, are you ready? Ready to give me every last drop of that milk you've stored in you? Give me it. Give me it all. There we go. Just let it all out. Good boy. Good boy. Wow. Look at how much there is. You got it on my face. I guess you really did feel good. What now? You said you had a crush on me earlier, right? Well,
I suppose I should come clean as well.
To tell you the truth,
I've always had a huge crush on you, too. Yeah, I'm not kidding. Whenever I went to that potion store you run, I would always see you behind the counter, acting all cute and nice, and when you blushed when I talked to you, I knew I was in love. I really do love everything about you. Do you feel the same? You do? I guess that makes us lovers, huh? There's that blush, as expected. How about, after this, we go on a little date together? How's that sound? Oh, and one last thing. Don't you worry about people picking me anymore. I'll just ask to be taken off the list, considering I'm your personal cowgirl. You're just so cute.